choose this November? Ameritopia or America? Call Mike at 877-381-3811.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, you may not have heard much about this outside of Pennsylvania, but there's a Senate race in Pennsylvania, and it's a real race. And the Republican nominee is Tom Smith. Tom Smith, how are you, sir?
Mark, I'm quite well. How about you?
I'm doing very well. I've looked here at your background. I mean, you were a coal miner for a while, and then you bought the mine, and then you sold the mine. You were a farmer for a long time, helping your dad when he became ill and postponing college and so forth. And you have three biological children, and you adopted four siblings and so forth. You're quite the family man, the hardworking, you know, you're living the American dream. You are the American dream. And then I see here very recently you were a Democrat as well. So you became a Republican. Why did you do that?
Well, Mark, when I was a very young man, my father passed away, and in honor of him and mom and dad, out of respect, I just registered as a Democrat, but been a conservative all my life, Reagan Democrat, living in western Pennsylvania. And your background there is right on. I did live, my wife and I, lived the American dream. And I'm so appreciative of that, and that's why I got into this race, because that dream, I believe, is under jeopardy here for our children and grandchildren. I just couldn't sit back and do nothing. I'm a citizen candidate. I've never ran for statewide office before, but our children and grandchildren and this country is well worth my time and effort. So I'm happy to be the nominee for the United States Senate and a Republican ticket here in Pennsylvania.
Are you being over, you know, Bob Casey, I have to be honest with you. I live about 40 miles outside of D.C. in Virginia. I don't go to D.C. very often at all. I like it in Virginia. I'm from Pennsylvania myself, Tom. This Bob Casey, what the hell does he do? Honest to God, is he in the witness protection program? I never hear this guy.
Well, he does kind of keep a low profile. He tries to pass him off, in my opinion. He tries to pass himself off as, you know, a moderate Democrat. But, you know, Mark, facts don't lie. He is, in his one term, he's voted for the Affordable Care Act. He voted for the stimulus. He voted for the bailouts. He voted for TARP. He voted for cash for clunkers. And he's voted every time, seven times, to raise the debt ceiling on our children and grandchildren, $6.5 trillion. And, Mark, even as important, in that time that he's been in office, not once does he come forward, in my opinion, to say, okay, here is how we grow this economy. Here is how we get this deficit spending under control. And here is how we get the national debt down. I believe, Mark, he's more a follower. And that which explains why he has voted with the current administration 95% of the time. And I believe the voters of Pennsylvania this fall will want to elect a leader, not a follower. And that's why I hope to become the United States Senator from Pennsylvania.
I'm talking to Tom Smith, the Republican nominee running against, is it Bob Casey? I guess it's Bob Casey Jr. I remember his father. His father was a stand-up guy. You didn't have to agree with him all the time. But he even argues, Bob Casey Jr., that he's pro-life, and yet he votes for Obamacare. How do you do that?
Well, that's a question that I will be asking Senator Casey when we have debates. And that is a question that I am asking the voters across this state. But voters of this state, Mark, you know, a lot of people think that Pennsylvania is still a deep blue state. Mark, that's not true. Yes, they did allow, you know, vote for President Obama in 2008. But the voters of Pennsylvania have done a lot of work since then, elected five new Republican, more conservative members to the United States House of Representatives, elected, I think, a fine United States Senator by the name of Pat Toomey. And now the governor's mansion in Pennsylvania is in Republican hands, as is the state house and the state Senate. And they didn't stop there, Mark. In 2011, the voters of Pennsylvania, in an off-year election, after that election was over, 52 of the 67 counties are now in more conservative hands, which will be a big, big plus this fall. We have a lot of grassroots here working for us to have Senator Bob Casey go to the private sector where I came from.
Mm-hmm. Well, he really hasn't done anything productive in the Senate. I mean, you're right. He votes along with this radical left, big government, massive debt agenda. You know, these guys that came in with Obama or slightly before Obama and are voting for his agenda, I mean, they're as responsible for the massive unemployment rate and massive debt and foreclosures as he is, don't you think?
Oh, I agree. And you know, Mark, I'm a realist. I've ran businesses for 44 years. I've signed paychecks, the front of paychecks, that entire time. You know, sometimes I think that we're asking President Obama and Senator Bob Casey and people like them to fix something they know nothing about. They've never been in the private sector. They don't know how horrendous this IRS tax code is to businesses. They don't understand what these massive regulations are doing to businesses. It's all foreign to them, and that's why we need to make some changes here and maybe send some citizen candidates to the United States Senate.
Now, you've been a farmer. You've been a coal miner. You know, people like to talk about how they identify with these folks. You are among these folks, aren't you?
Well, I still farm the same 400-acre farm that I was raised on. And I started your mining business. My mining business you talked about. My wife and I, we started that from scratch. I mean, we had to get loans from the bank, mortgage the house to rent the equipment. But over 2.5 decades, through faith, hard work, and perseverance, we turned that one company into several. And in 2010, we were producing 100,000 tons of coal a month and directly employing 130 people and 32 truckers, I'm sorry. So, no, we have an idea of what government regulations do to business. And I understand that we need to make some drastic changes. Somewhere, Mark, in my humble opinion, along the way, we've lost common sense in this country, and I want to help to bring it back. I don't need a new career. Sandy and I, my wife, we're fine. But I don't want to change careers. I just want to go to Washington, D.C. and help change things down there for the better.
Talking to Tom Smith. It's TomSmithForSenate.com. TomSmithForSenate.com. I looked at an article today. This race is actually winnable. It's a single-digit gap between you and Casey. This may be a sleeper race for people nationwide if you want to support TomSmithForSenate.com. Will you vote to repeal Obamacare?
Yes, I absolutely will. Mark, there again, when Obamacare was passed, and let's not miss the fact that Senator Bob Casey was a critical vote. It took 60. He had to be there, and he did vote for the Affordable Care Act, which I would have never voted for. And I was covering in my businesses close to 500 people with health care insurance. And I guarantee you this, Mark, I did not think about expansion or anything like that. I was more concerned about what in the world is in this. And, you know, it gave me a moment of pause when Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi said, well, we'll have to pass the bill to see what's in it. Mm-hmm. Businesses are just inundated with regulations. Mark, I've traveled Pennsylvania many times over now, and it doesn't matter whether I talk to doctors, farmers, home builders, manufacturers, hospitals, miners, it matters not. Each and every one of those businesses are just inundated with government regulations that there's no way we're going to grow this economy until we take some action on getting regulations out of the way of businesses. And don't get me wrong, reasonable regulations, absolutely, but we passed the word reasonable decades ago.
Well, you know, when they're targeting coal companies and coal miners and oil companies and truckers and farmers, trying to put people out of business, drive up the cost of electricity, you and I know that's not reasonable. That's an ideological agenda. Tom Smith, I want to offer you my endorsement for the Senate if you'll accept it.
I absolutely will. Thank you so much, Mark. We can use all the help we can. We've been able to, you know, we have a two-prong approach here. We've been up in the airways across the state, and I've been traveling the state many times. But we're up in the airways getting the voters of Pennsylvania introduced to Tom Smith. And now we're going to follow it up and stay on the airways between now and election, pointing out Senator Bob Casey's voting record, which is a record that I would hate to defend, but we are going to make him do that.
Now, that is a very expensive media market with Philadelphia and Pittsburgh and everything in between. Now, I'm guessing he's able to raise a lot of money. How are you able to raise some money?
Well, there's been a lot of grassroots people come to the cause, but Mark, it's well known that my wife Sandy and I couldn't do it without her. We've been very, very blessed. This country gave us that opportunity, so we've invested a sizable amount of our own money into this, and neither her nor I can come up with a better way to spend some of the blessings this country bestowed upon us than by investing in our children and everyone's.
Well, you really are a citizen candidate. This is exciting, what's going on here. So, Tom Smith, but if people want to help you, they can go to TomSmithForSenate.com, TomSmithForSenate.com. You can help Tom here, you know, at the polls. You can help him make calls, stuff envelopes and so forth, and, of course, with contributions.
And Mark, all right, thank my friend. You so much. Thank you so much for your endorsement. And, yes, we can use all the help we get, but... we're going to win this. And well, I want to see Harry Reid just another vote. I know, I left my guard down there, but no. How in the world can the Republican or the Democratic Party in the United States Senate not pass a budget in 3 years? I guarantee all the citizens of Pennsylvania this. I don't care whether it's a Democrat or Republican. If my party will not pass a budget in 3 years, I will be calling the Mike Levin show and scream it from the
Mark,
rooftop.
Yes. All right, Tom. God bless you, my friend. You take care.
Mark, God has blessed me many, many times, and I'm appreciative of that. And you have a great evening.
All right, you too. Hey, folks, this guy's good, don't you think, Mr. Producer? Really good. There's your citizen candidate, Pennsylvania. A former Reagan Democrat. A conservative Republican, fiscal conservative, pro-life conservative, will vote to repeal Obamacare, will fight the spending. Senior citizens, young folks, everyone in between out there in Pennsylvania, that's my home state. I hope you were listening. If not, you can download. It's TomSmithForSenate.com, TomSmithForSenate.com. This is a regular guy. This is why I like bringing him on, and he's within striking distance. This can be a sleeper race. If we have a big turnout and a big election, and in Pennsylvania, where there are many more Democrats than Republicans, you, Reagan conservative Democrats, you know who you are. It's time to fix things. This guy, Bob Casey Jr., he's not his father. He's a joke. He's a joke in Washington. I'll bet most of you have never heard him put five sentences together. Because I don't think he can. But that's just my opinion, not Tom Smith's. So that's very exciting. Tom Smith, add him to our list of Levin-endorsed candidates. By the way, I don't endorse candidates to see how many I win and how many I lose. I endorse candidates because I want to help my country. And we will lose a number, but we'll win a number too. And we're going to have many more candidates on. And by the way, after next week, no more books till after the election. I'm just letting everyone know because we are literally getting four or five requests a day, are we not, Mr. Producer? Four, more than that? Four or five a day. It's just not, we can't even keep up. I don't know what publishers are thinking with all the books. But we're going to do a few more that we've already agreed to do. And then we just have to move along because... 40 days out from the election, that's my focus. I want to tell you about Media Research Center. I share exactly